This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The oilfield services firm Baker Hughes has been providing a non-oil service to the drilling industry since 1944, a weekly count of the number of active drilling rigs out there doing their thing. Last Friday's number was down 11 rigs from a week earlier, continuing a slide in rig count that started back in December when crude prices pretty much bottomed out. Lower prices make for less drilling, obviously, which makes for fewer workers. And in places like North Dakota, where the boom was pretty strong, fewer workers makes for less housing demand, which in turn makes for some problems. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
There was a time when the Capitol Lodge man camp outside Tioga, North Dakota, was teeming with oil field workers, as many as 1,000 of them. Sometimes they made local headlines for getting into brawls. So I was expecting a little bit of rowdiness when I visited recently. Instead, I found a nearly empty cafeteria with a TV blaring.
From my experience as a bow hunter, it's easy to fear those things that you can't control.
In recent months, Capitol Lodge has made local headlines again, for really different reasons this time. The owners are looking to downsize. Occupancy over the winter months was down as much as 70% from its peak.
This facility here has slowed down dramatically.
Tony Miller is an oil field production worker who's been staying at the Capitol Lodge, and he says the place is a ghost town these days.
When I first started coming here, it was right around December. You would wait in line to get food, and now it's kind of come and go as you please. And there's 6 rooms in the building that I stay in, and I've been the only one in the building for at least 2 months.
4 guys shoot pool in the rec area, and a couple others eat steak in the dining room. And Miller says this is actually the busiest he's seen the place in a long time. The reasons why are obvious to him. Oilfield companies have been laying off workers, cutting their hours, sometimes slashing their housing subsidies.
The time might come where I go to work one morning and they say, guess what? Now you don't have a job. Just wait until that day comes, and hopefully it don't come.
An energy economist I talked to, Ed Herz, says drilling rig counts and payrolls are dropping throughout the oil fields in North Dakota's Bakken area and in Texas, where he's based. And he says man camps in both those states are feeling the brunt of it.
We know that the rates that they charge per day have dropped, in some cases by more than half. It really doesn't matter what the rate is. They don't have anyone there to pay $10 a day, let alone $100 a day.
Now, Herz points out that these man camps were always meant to be temporary. They're supposed to be replaced by permanent apartments and homes. But he says even some of those permanent projects are in trouble.
I've talked to one real estate developer who started a $30 million project in the heart of the Bakken with the idea that, you know, heck, this thing might be worth $60 million. But now they're looking at trying to make do with less than half the projected occupancy and perhaps less than half the projected rental rates.
There's been an increase in the homes on the market.
Dave Nordenstrom is the president of a builders association in Williston, the capital city of North Dakota's oil patch. When the group met recently for dinner, Nordenstrom said that the inventory of homes for sale was up as much as 25%, but he didn't actually seem that worried about it.
As time goes on here a little bit, that'll shake out and builders will slow down some of their production.
Like a lot of people in North Dakota, Nordenstrom says a bit of a break from the manic pace of the oil boom is probably a good thing. And he's pretty confident that the gravy days aren't over.
The oil isn't going anywhere. It's still going to be here.
Builders still seem pretty busy at this new housing development in Williston. At one intersection, the road weirdly just ends in mud. Down below in the valley, there's eventually going to be new roads and a new high school. These were projects that were launched when the oil industry was still booming. But now, with the oil boom on hold, a lot of people will have their fingers crossed that these projects still make economic sense. In the North Dakota oil patch, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.